Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. What a glorious morning. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day outside. Brothers and sisters have come together to celebrate and worship the Lord. We have 14 young adults, some wonderful young men and women who were confirmed yesterday, and now prepare to take their place in the church. You know, as the bishop in his sermon at the cathedral yesterday for the confirmation made it clear to those who are being confirmed, confirmation is not graduation. It's not an ending, but a beginning. In our gospel today, we see a new beginning. As Jesus is preparing his disciples to take up the ministry after he has been crucified, resurrected, and ascends. So he's preparing his disciples to take up the mantle, to send them out. And we see a major change today in the reading, because he tells the disciples, "You're no longer servants. You are now my friend." And the thing is becoming a friend creates a whole new level of expectations. It means that they have been trusted to pass along what Jesus has taught them. It doesn't mean that they've finished learning by any means. You know, we are always, you know, from the day we are born till that very last breath, we are all in the process of learning. But the disciples are ready to move out into the world and to share the good news. They may not exactly feel ready, but then I know very few people, you know, in any ministry who ever felt like they were completely prepared for the job. But that's the wonderful thing about our God, is that God doesn't expect us to be perfect in any way. God expects us to give ourselves completely. But God knows that we have limitations. God knows for certain that we are human beings that have our own little faults, but also the capability of doing some wonderful, loving things. Now, Easter, which we are in right now, you know, Easter, as I've shared time and time again, is not a day. You know, yes, we have Easter morning, we have the Sunday of the resurrection, but Easter is a 50-day day. We are in the midst of this time of Easter when we celebrate the love God has shown us through his Son, Jesus Christ. But as you've noticed in our readings the last few weeks, this is a time in which we also discuss the importance of love. Not only the love of God for us, but the love in which each and every one of us is called to share with one another and with our neighbors. Today is a wonderful example of that love, that willingness to come together joyfully, to break bread together, to share in worship, to celebrate a milestone in the lives of our youth, as well as a day in which we give thanks to the many women in our lives. Today is a day in which love abounds. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to share this love that you feel today with others, to allow others to know that even in this world, which is often filled with some not so many great things, you know, I've talked about it a little bit in my sermon last week. You know, you turn on the televisions today, and be honest, it looks a lot like 1969, except the televisions are in color. You see riots going on, you see protests, you see those who are in authority sometimes, you know, using excessive force. And so it's so much more important now than ever for us to go outside these doors, to leave the church today, to share this love with other people, and realizing that each time we share this love of Christ, it grows a little bigger. You know, I've spoken about this before, and I will share it again. During the Easter season, we light the Paschal candle, for the Lamb of God. It reminds us of the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And we light that same candle, you know, throughout the rest of the world when we have baptisms, when we have a wedding, for confirmations, to remind us that Christ shines in our midst. But the wonderful thing about that little flame on top is that if you took it, you know, took one of our torch lighters and lit the tip, that one little flame, you could light thousands upon candles, and never once would that one dim. But the rest of the world would get brighter as more light is shining in. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to take the light of Christ out in the world, to be the spark, to take what was symbolized in the Paschal candle and make it a reality. Now, it's not always easy, and sometimes it gets in the way of what we may want to do in our lives. But when we totally give ourselves over to God, when we become completely willing to share the good news of Christ, when we allow the Holy Spirit to work within us, great change is possible. As the bishop said yesterday in his sermon, as I mentioned earlier, and I will say again, the various sacraments, the milestones, are never an ending on their own. Confirmation is a beginning in that it's where we start our adult affirmation. It is our adult ministry, and the church begins now. Those of you who have been, you know, who have tasted the sacrament of matrimony know that that's not an ending, but that is a beginning. Each communion service is a beginning. So remember that this is the first day of a new ministry, and you are part of it. Now I invite you to take out your bulletin inserts. Your bulletin inserts. And I, you know, and let's go to Psalm 98. And let's read the psalm one more time. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. With his right hand and his holy arm, he has won for himself the victory. The Lord has made known his victory. His righteousness he openly shown in the sight of nations. He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel. and all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the Lord. Let the sea make a noise and all that is in it, the lands and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Amen.